we could get to the Netherworld through the pit.
That's a good point.
I'll book some
tickets.
We have
a direct line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could cash this check that we keep writing every week.
That's right.
Hello, welcome to Guides the Unknown. I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
And this week we're going to be talking about Hauska Castle outside of Prague in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's right. It's just about an hour or two outside of Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Naturally.
Yes.
Is it Hauska, do you think?
I have heard it pronounced both Hauska and Huska.
I know. I was wondering which it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Hauska.
I'll go with Huska. Then
okay.
That way we'll
split
be
the difference.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, one of us will be correct.
Somehow this episode will be correct about the pronunciation.
Yes. God willing. Yeah. We'll see what happens. So I am going to talk about kind of the history of Hauska Castle and how this freaky place came to be. And then Will is going to take us through some first person accounts of going there and doing tours and stuff like that.
Yeah. My stuff is really more reactions from people to the legends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cause it's a larger than life story.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, we're talking about a haunted castle.
Yeah. It's badass.
But a lot of the stuff that I found of people having gone there are a lot of people leaving one-star reviews on, like,
really?
Google reviews. Yes. There are certainly people that respond to it favorably.
Yeah.
But anybody who's leaving it a five-star review is talking about how the castle has historical significance. It's beautiful. It's blah, blah, blah. It's just not as interesting as all the people who left the one stars.
Yeah.
So I'll be giving a very one-sided interpretation at the end.
Okay. So it's almost like on How Did This Get Made, where you're kind of doing a second opinions.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing a second opinions.
Yeah.
Because everything else that I read about Hauska Castle is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I just have a lot of negative Nancys.
Right, right. Fantastic. So we'll be running the gamut from Hauska to Hauska to mm-hmm. excited to negative Nancys.
Yes, absolutely. What
Fantastic.
Could be better?
Right, exactly. It's a very full spectrum sort of episode.
Can I give you a flavor of what I've
yeah.
got here? All right. This is a one-star review on Google Reviews from Miloslav Klima. Now, I should also point out, a lot of my reviews are automatically translated to English.
I was encountering a lot of that, too.
By Google Reviews. However, this one-star review from Miloslav Klima is fart opening hours without stars, which I have to assume means if the system would allow me to give it zero stars, that is what I would have done. Because this castle, Hauska Castle, has, quote, fart opening hours. So look forward to more stuff like that at the end of the show.
Do you think, I wonder if she was trying to write, like, SH word opening hours?
Maybe.
I wonder?
I don't know.
You know, like, they are SH.
I only have the ability to take what Google has presented to me as the word.
Fart opening hours.
Fart
without
opening
stars.
Hours.
Without stars.
Ugh. I hate going to the mall. They've got fart opening hours. They close so early. Without stars.
It is without stars, and it is without me, Chad. I will not be going. All right, I want to mention that this subject was suggested to us by our friend and listener, Mary Rose. They brought it up during our Patreon live stream that we do every month on patreon.com/gttupod. So thank you so much, Mary Rose.
Thank you very much, Mary Rose.
All right, so let me go into it. This is the deal with this place. I had never heard of it before. You had neither, right?
No.
And it's awesome. So it's this really cool looking old Gothic castle, like I said, in the Czech Republic. And it is said to be a gateway to hell that was built specifically to trap demons in its lower level to stop them from going out into the world.
Yeah.
So I read that any sort of like fencing or fortressing sort of stuff that you would expect to be on the outside of this place is actually on the inside of its borders. So it's keeping something in rather than blocking things out, which I always enjoy.
An amazing idea. To find even some of the reactions that I was looking for, I ended up really being like I would not even say I was an okay boomer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a subpar boomer. I went to...
Well, okay boomer isn't describing a boomer as okay.
I know. I'm sort of repurposing it for my own needs. But like I went to TikTok.com. And
does that work?
I was annoyed because I couldn't find how to do the search function.
Yeah.
So then I had to download the TikTok app on my phone.
Yeah, it's probably not really well suited for desktop.
No, it wasn't. TikTok.com sucks. But TikTok, the app, hey,
it slaps.
5 stars. The kids, I would clap TikTok's cheeks.
It is not without stars for you.
Yeah. It is with stars.
So even just even just location wise, like just looking at this place before you know anything about any spooky stuff, it's kind of baffling. The location doesn't make sense. It's built in a totally desolate area on top of like a really steep rocky cliff, and it's surrounded by forests and swamps. So all of a sudden, it's just an area that has nothing commercial or even easily traveled or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, there's just like a castle there.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And then the castle itself has strange attributes. There's no kitchen in it. There's no water source. A bunch of the windows are fake. They're just like glass facades that then have a solid wall right behind them. Just give like the illusion of there being a window there. There are no outside gates or any outside fortification. Like I said, there's stuff on the inside of the property that seems to be protective of nothing. And what must that be? Demons.
Of course, demons.
Naturally. There are no trade routes anywhere by, which was very important back in the day when it was built in the 1200s. And it wasn't occupied for years and years after its construction. So it was made and then just nobody was in there or doing anything in it. So what was it made for then is basically the question.
Yeah.
And the official website says that it was built to defend against, quote, the inner enemy.
Whoa.
Which I really enjoy the phrasing of.
I'm sorry, you said this is on the official website?
Yes.
For Huska Castle?
Yeah. The official website for Huska Castle, even though we decided on this, feels like we're fighting.
I know.
Is one of those awesome sites that we enjoy where it's like, it's not super slick and like Squarespace-y, not even Wix-y. it has like a background that is gray stone, and then there's a devil like popping out of the side of where the text is on every page.
Yes,
it leans very heavily into the devil thing. You can find it linked in our show notes. You have to, when you're looking at it, translate it from Czech. Is that what they speak?
Ooh.
From their, that language into English.
This is
English.
Especially embarrassing because I know that my wife studied abroad in the Czech Republic and loves
but
Prague.
Didn't.
But I could at least know what language they speak. Yeah, I've heard the stories.
Prague-ish?
I probably should know. Prague-a-chone.
Probably Prague-a-chone-y. But yeah, you have to translate it. And it's all devilish. It's like black and red and white and gray and with a heavy emphasis on like events there that are all kind of themed around this stuff. So I took a look at the calendar on the website, and here are some events that they have held this month. This is August of 2020 or happening later in the month. They have an in front of the gates to hell fair.
Oh.
A Wren fair, a castle concert, a hunting fair, and a historical competition, which is fencing.
Oh, that's cool.
So they lean into old worldness and also like kind of spookiness.
Yeah.
And they do tours like ghost tours and just really emphasize the evil side of it. And they even have this cool seeming thing that I couldn't totally understand because the translation was a little bit tricky from Czechish to English.
It may just be Czech.
Yeah, it's probably Czech.
I think it's probably Czech. I'm actually going to give it a goog because I'm starting to get embarrassed.
Okay, give it a goog. I mean, we've already revealed. I mean, don't not give it a goog, but this goog isn't going to undo anything. We've already revealed that we didn't know.
No, here's how it can undo it. Because
okay.
I can go, oh, right, of course it's Czech.
Oh, I knew that.
What was wrong with me? I knew it was Czech.
Yes. Oh, it is Czech. I knew this all along.
Yes, Google has confirmed it is indeed Czech, as we both knew.
Correct.
Yet merely flubbed.
Look, it's been a really long day on this lazy Saturday. We've been working our tushies off on
Let's call it a brain fart instead
off.
Of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Let's. So the translation from English to Czech made it slightly unclear, but on a few pages, they talk about this hand-carved moving wooden art piece, I guess I would say, that they have there that's based on Dante's Inferno. Mm. So I think it takes you through the rings of hell, and you can like move these little characters on it. They have pictures of it, and it looks really, really awesome.
That's neat.
But so it seems like touring Huska Castle, I bet they do have some tours that are maybe just historical tours, but it definitely is very focused on its rumored scary history and the folklore behind it.
Which makes sense. We've seen that, you know, places with spooky pasts or spooky lore and folklore about them are places that people rally around.
Yeah.
The idea of this interactive diorama of the different like levels of hell is very Indiana Jones, right? It's very it's very Uncharted. Like I can see like historically based adventurer action heroes going there and being like, we have to align the seven layers correctly.
And then when they click all into place, you can push on a rock in a wall and Benjamin Franklin's glasses are in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not in the Czech Republic, but
probably not in the Czech Republic.
Maybe the Czech Benjamin Franklin's glasses are in there.
Uh huh.
I'm sure they've got one. Benjamin?
Benjamin Franklovic.
Yeah. A famously brilliant man.
Yes.
But no, it's true. Like they have just regular tours of the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, but then they also have ghost tours. So there's mostly an emphasis on the spooky stuff, it seems like, for Eastern State. They also have a really famous and well-known haunted house, like attraction-wise, where there are people jumping out and everything. But they also have the option to just go and talk about the history of it. And I got the feeling that House of Castle is kind of similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it seems really awesome. And now here is the deal going a little bit further about the folklore of it being constructed to trap demons. So the castle, they say, was built over a hole in the ground that was so deep that you couldn't see the bottom of it. So that's where the idea of that being the gateway to hell came from. And they actually deliberately built the chapel on the property directly over that hole to kind of like seal it in with, you know, religious power.
Right.
And from there, the legend grows. So they say that animal-human hybrids used to crawl out from its depths, and black-winged creatures flew around the vicinity of the castle at night. And if anybody was around, or maybe the black-winged creatures made its way all the way to the next town, they would attack those locals and then drag them back into the hole with them.
Oh, I love that.
It's awesome. This is definitely what really grabbed me when Mary mentioned this place. I did a Google during our live stream. I was like, animal-human hybrids and dark-winged creatures flying around? This sounds awesome.
It's got everything.
Yeah, it really does.
I love as well the idea, because I had also seen the aspect that winged monsters might be flying out of the hole. So therefore, cover the hole, build a castle around to it. We need to seal off this gateway to hell.
Yeah.
I did not read at all the notion that these creatures are coming out of the hole to take people and bring them back in.
And suck them back down in there with them.
Is it a feeding ground? A hunting ground? Is it a damning these people to eternal torment? Is it literally hell?
I would say, or is it literally just like a tube that brings you down to hell?
Uh-huh.
So they're bringing people down there to have more souls to torture and make hammer things.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff like that.
There's a lot of chiseling to do in hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're always working
hard.
What
are they mining for? Like gold? Does the devil want gold?
Hell bricks? It would feel like the devil would want gold.
More hell bricks.
I can't imagine what else it would be. Coals? Flaming coals?
Oh, yeah, to burn you with more. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Oh, to burn you with more. So, like I said, they built the chapel in the place specifically over it, and the chapel has some interesting artwork in it that might be referencing what it's covering up underneath. So there are these Gothic frescoes on the walls. So like, just paintings, kind of murals all over the walls of this chapel that are showing Archangel Michael battling demons and dragons. But one of the most interesting things that seems to tie into the folklore is that there's a painting of a left-handed centaur aiming a bow at a human. So, first of all, this seems to be referencing pagan mythology, and it's not super common to see art referencing pagan mythology in a chapel any old time, but especially not during this time when that's just really not the jam. And also, the left hand is the devil's hand. It's Satan's hand.
It is.
I am left-handed.
Disgusting.
That's right.
Horrible.
So it led people to wonder if the centaur holding the bow and arrow, like, you know, doing it in a left-handed way, is symbolizing that this is the devil's centaur.
Yeah.
And also, is the fact that this is like an animal-human creature hybrid thing, plus there are devils and dragons all over the walls, and dragons can also be symbolic of hell creatures. Is this all referencing the gateway to hell that is said to be just below this chapel? That is so awesome.
I love it.
I would say I would be surprised. Like, I love it as a story, but if I were trying to seal up a gateway to hell and like have something protective over it, I feel like in the context of a church, I would just have like all symbols of light in that room. You know what I mean? Like angels all over the place and whatever, stuff like that. I mean, Archangel Michael is present, but it seems to be courting danger in some way.
Are they trying to warn, though, in a sense?
Yeah, look, if you come up here, you're going to see yourself on these walls. You are the dragon, you're the devils, and look what happens to you in these things. So you might want to go back down.
Or, I mean, honestly, for future humanity that comes to this area to get a sense of the battle that's taking place around those castles at all times.
That's a good point. A warning. Kind of like how the Georgia Guidestones that we talked about in a previous episode had like warnings to future humanity that'll be seeing this after the present people have died. That's right. This might be telling a story of
ancient
like,
Egyptian hieroglyphics telling the story of the pharaohs and who is buried where in all of these tombs. Like, you've got to do something. Like, I do like the idea of humans getting to stepping outside the hubris of we're so important because we're alive today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you hear it. I feel like you sometimes hear people be like, well, yeah, I mean, people today have got it better. You know, we're smarter than anyone that's ever come before. Blah, blah, blah.
It's all relative.
It's all exactly. We are all dummies.
Yeah.
And we will all die.
We work with the tools we have at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we do a great job with those tools.
Yes.
And the tools just advance.
There's a whole future world coming.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be looking at what we've done today.
I know.
And so, you know, in the 13th century, they put those murals on the walls depicting battles of human-animal hybrids and dragons and stuff, because that is the battle that they were fighting by building this castle above the gateway to hell.
That's true. I think there's a lot there. But I would also think it was sweet if there were like, well, sigils are too witchy, but if there were like protective like things in that room that are like holding those demons down,
yeah,
that'd be
true.
Very cool and badass.
Yeah.
Even though it probably looked like light and nice.
I know, still. But that's the thing. Like that would it look, that could also serve as like they're really working overtime to undo something here.
Yeah.
You know, like if every inch of floor space is filled with like
beautiful,
positive religious iconography.
Right.
You know, it's like, what are they compensating for?
Yeah, you're selling it a little too hard.
Methinks they protest too much.
So it'd be like the red convertible of that time and that world.
Of Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Churches. No.
Yes.
Yes. Chapels, castles. Yeah. The little red Corvette.
Yeah. Is like super, super light and like lots of cherubic angels and stuff.
Laying it on a little thick, you think?
We get it. Everything is cool here.
Yeah.
It's fine. So there was a rumor that before that chapel was built right on top of it, when they were still building the castle and there was still a hole there, that they offered prisoners who had been sentenced to death a deal. Because like I said, this hole was so deep, you couldn't see to the bottom of it and they didn't know what was down there, which is a little bit unsettling, especially if you suspect that it's a gateway to hell.
Yeah.
So they said to prisoners who were on death row, essentially, that they would be pardoned if they were willing to be lowered down into the hole with a rope and then report back about what they saw down there. So, you know, some prisoners jumped at it, and the first one who was lowered down started screaming when he was barely in the hole. What I read said that he was lowered down for about 30 seconds, and they started screaming bloody murder. And then when they pulled him back up, he looked like he had aged 30 years. His hair was now white when it wasn't before, and he was super wrinkly, and he was still screaming like a California raisin.
Keep it down, wrinkles.
Yeah. And he was still screaming when he was pulled back out, and he just kept screaming.
Yeah.
So they brought him to a mental institution, and he died there 2 days later, is the story. So I didn't read about any other accounts of future experiments where other prisoners decided to go down there. I don't know if that means it was one and done.
Yeah.
Maybe the word spread and everybody was like, well, I'm not going where Dale went.
You heard what happened to Dale. It's an awesome story.
Yes.
And it certainly plays on, it's a little tropey, you know? How many times have you heard the idea of being scared so bad your hair turns white?
Yeah, totally. I loved that. It's perfectly in line. I haven't heard of your hair turning white is rapid aging, but I hadn't heard about coming back wrinkled and like looking literally older in other ways besides your hair turning white.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of a fun twist.
It definitely brings to mind a few things. But, you know, actually, you're right. Because the hair turning white, is that meant to be a communication of you are aged in a heartbeat? Or is it you're scared so bad you are blasted and drained of color? Like,
yeah, right.
You think of hair turning white like mine is.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. My gray hair is a lot more brittle than my dark hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is
it... You lose elasticity.
Yeah. So is it life force being blasted out of you? Is that the same as aging?
Yes, it is a little bit because, like, you know, aging and wrinkles is moisture loss, essentially, which is gross.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's not all aging, but as far as, like, wrinkles and things like that, it's that you're losing moisture, which makes you lose elasticity. And it's the same with your hair. I don't remember all the hairdressery names for it that I used to know, but it becomes more brittle because it doesn't have those same proteins and things like that that would normally keep your hair supple. And it's because you're aging and you're losing moisture and it loses color.
Becoming
loses
an old
melanin.
Man.
Yeah.
I definitely wish my white hair had as much flavor and bounce and volume as my dark, luxurious, dark brown or black hair or whatever. Beautiful. No, but so it calls to mind another couple of things as well. Mm-hmm. One, Stephen King's short story, The Jaunt. Are you familiar with this?
No.
All right. It is essentially a sci-fi sort of story. I'm going to spoil it.
Yeah.
The story is fantastic in its own right. It's almost like those old jokes where the point is to go on and on and mm-hmm. on to get to this really anticlimactic punchline.
Yeah.
You know? But so the point of the story is this family is going to be taking a jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's called in the future when you are essentially traveling across light years.
Oh, okay.
They knock you out for that journey. Because if you're awake during it, your consciousness is experiencing like a millennia. Even though you're like, so when you're knocked out, it feels like it happened instantaneous because you're traveling like great distances in the blink of an eye, essentially.
Right.
So you're supposed to be knocked out. You're supposed to go through this process to get you knocked out. And it's this family. You know, I just went to IKEA with Allie and you see families that are like trying to wrangle their little kids to like, come on, keep up, pay attention, wear the mask, pull the mask over your nose. You can barely control your kids.
Yeah.
So
did you see more leashes? Leash kids?
Leash kids? No.
Yeah, you know, people like keep their kids on a leash.
No.
I feel like I would want to do that right now because just like you especially don't want them touching stuff, not just because whatever, but like what if they touch something that's COVID-y and then,
it's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I mean, maybe Allie and I will have to do that with our daughter who's going to be born in February of 2020 because Allie's pregnant right now and I'm going to be a daddy.
That's correct.
Surprise. Everybody.
Amazing.
By the time this episode comes out, we should have gone public with it. So
oh,
I'm going to say it here. Cut it if we don't.
Okay, great. No problem. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah, he's going to be a daddy.
So maybe I'll put my kid in a leash. Take care of him.
I get it. They run all over the place.
I don't think I'm going to be a leash dad.
Yeah.
We'll keep the dog on a leash. It depends on the kid.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out what kind of kid we have.
Right.
Maybe we'll have a leash kid. We'll find out.
The Beckers
out.
Were leash kids.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, there are five of them.
Well, they all grew
those
up
are,
fine
are
now.
Friends.
Right?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll have to make sure that my daughter also doesn't do what happens in the jaunt, which is that the family is trying to get this kid to stick with the program.
Yeah.
You've got to go through the thing. You got to get knocked out. And the kid's really curious what happens if you stay awake.
Uh-oh.
So the horror gag of it is the family pops out the other side. They've gone through the light year travel and everything. They're all waking up. They're groggy. It's like the beginning of Alien when the cryo tubes open up and Ripley's probably been asleep for like 50 years or something.
Yeah.
And the dad is in shock because his son is there and his hair is all white. And he's going, it's longer than you think, Dad. It's longer than you think. I've been waiting a long time, Dad, a long time. And his son, his young son, has gone insane because he's witnessed eternity in the jaunt.
That's good.
It is amazing. I read it once. It took so long to read it because it's all about the minutia to get to the gag.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a gag. It
no,
to
I
me, the structure of it is very joke-like,
yeah.
But it's not jokey at all.
It's
it
like
scares
set up
me.
And then punchline.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sends a chill down my spine even telling it to you right now.
That's good.
I find it very frightening and scary. So it reminded me of that, your story.
Yeah. So is the son's hair white?
Yes.
Okay.
And it also reminded me of Ghostbusters 2016, which ends with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy jumping into a hole which has been turned into a gigantic ghost trap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they are trying to save Kristen Wiig's trying to save Melissa McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
And by the time they get pulled out, which seems to be maybe a ghost realm they've traveled to.
Yeah.
When they're pulled out of the ghost realm by the rope, their hair has turned completely white.
Oh, that's right.
It's played for laughs.
Yeah.
Which I almost think is inappropriate. I actually kind of like it as a scary metaphysical thing has happened to them.
Right.
But that there are several things in that movie that stuck with me, and that's one of them.
Right. I know that I don't know a lot about it, but I think that's a phenomenon that not common, but that happens in real life.
I have heard that. I've heard people say like, you might use it for stories and stuff, but it can actually happen. I would be curious to get that confirmed.
Yeah, me too.
Nothing is real until Guide to the Unknown has covered it.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
But no, I think that I have heard that maybe in correlation with things like getting struck by lightning. I don't know. I feel like an extreme something happens, which isn't surprising.
Yeah.
But I think that can happen. Huh. Interesting.
I don't know.
Also, Leland's hair turns white in Twin Peaks.
Yeah, very good. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this guy turns white. His hair turns white. He's all wrinkly. What was in that hole that made that happen?
What comes in the hole?
What's in the hole?
What goes in the hole comes out the hole.
What's in the hole? So, we do not know still. We're not sure. But let me tell you a little bit about who even built this place. The hole, we don't know who built it, but like who found out about the hole and decided to build this thing around it. So, it was originally built by royals, like I said, in the late 1200s. And it passed hands a few times over the years. Most notoriously, being occupied by Nazis during World War II. So there are myths that are bigger than just the Hauska Castle thing, that Nazis, not all of them, but whatever, conducted occult experiments there. And by the way, that's not me trying to save, like, don't worry, all the Nazis weren't bad. All Nazis are horrendous. I'm just saying, I don't think it was like a whole, it wasn't a generalized thing. Like some of them would do these experiments and stuff. So some Nazis would conduct a...
Hashtag not all Nazis.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear when I said not all the Nazis. That's not what I'm saying.
And they're some, I assume, awful. Are good Nazis.
Yeah, No. No, all awful. Yes. I'm just saying it wasn't like part of their marching orders to also conduct occult experiments.
Of course, right.
Is that some of them did.
All you modern dum-dums out there.
Yeah.
With your stupid Nazi armbands and your dumb Nazi flags.
No.
Shut up and go to sleep.
We hate you. We hate Nazis. Hate them.
We're very friendly people. Hey, Nazis, we hate you.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag, I'm fine with punching Nazis. Yeah. Probably not myself because I'm a wuss, but like theoretically.
My hand.
Again, just to be clear, yeah. I'm not. Anyway. So, but there are myths and legends in general about Nazis kind of dabbling in the occult because there were some ideas that they could harness the power of hell to kind of further their...
Also very Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain America. We just watched First Avenger the other day.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought it was great. Or no, we watched the first Captain America.
Yeah. First Avenger.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
Captain America, the first Avenger.
I gotcha. It is both of those things. Mm-hmm. So they were doing that, and apparently they needed a base of operations at one point near Prague, and so they specifically chose the Hauska Castle to work from because of its location and the rumors that it was over a gateway to hell.
Yeah.
So it said that around that time, locals saw strange lights and they heard weird sounds, and they were just kind of generally aware that horrible experiments were taking place in the castle on prisoners of war at all times of the night or day. So I wonder if...
All the live long night.
So I wonder if the prior rumors about like the gateway to hell being built for this, plus, you know, perhaps factual stuff. I really don't know. This was kind of folded into all the other folklore, but it doesn't seem totally impossible that there was a Nazi occupation that people were aware of. And obviously that's super evil. So that is kind of a big convergence of evil things that wouldn't surprise me would result in rumors about this place having like a demonic presence and horrible history.
The rumors all make, in particular, you know, I don't know if any of this stuff is true.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, have you found anything? Like, is the pit exposed
today? No, I was a little bit confused by that because some pictures of it made it look like Hauska Castle was kind of just like a hollow square. I don't know if you saw that at all.
I did.
I was like, oh, is it just a fortress around
a pit?
A pit, but it's not. There are rooms in it,
yeah,
and everything. So I'm a little bit confused about the layout and architecture of it.
It literally it looks like a from what I saw, because I looked at a good few pictures of it from people posting reviews, or like I looked at all the Atlas Obscura, and I did a lot of like research, yeah, about the area,
mm-hmm,
and so it looks like it is a roughly a square,
yeah,
castle with a cutout in the center for the courtyard,
yeah,
which would lead you to think,
is the pit in that courtyard,
right?
But I guess not.
Maybe it is and that's what's covered and sealed. I'm not sure, but either way it almost makes
but
me
no,
wonder,
because the chapel is supposed to be right above the pit. You know,
where's the chapel?
I don't know. It's in that square, I guess. It's like in within that the square.
So I, because it also made me wonder then, like, if it's still sealed,
mm-hmm,
how do we know there actually is a pit?
Right. I know. I mean, there might not be a pit at all. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I really don't know either. I didn't come across anything that was referencing anybody entering the pit or anything, except for that thing about the prisoners.
Right.
No modern day like pit tours.
No.
Where you can like look down into it.
It all really amounts to what feels like local folklore.
Yeah.
That has gone global.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think so. Because it's really cool folklore. The
it's
story behind this is
folklore.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
So it's not just back in the day that scary stuff went on there. Will's going to go into this a little bit more, but I'm going to finish by saying that there's a Prague tourism site that says that this location is still haunted, and among the creatures there are a bullfrog / human creature, a headless horse, an old woman, and a figure with no face wearing a monk's hood. Plus, they say that there are remains on the premises of humans and beasts who crawled up from the pit and died on the property.
It's crazy.
I guess they didn't make it. They crawled up and then they got die.
Well, it's a lot to climb up a pit.
I couldn't do
it. When's the last time you tried climbing up a pit? It's exhausting.
I guess the ball pit at DZ.
I am drained.
Look, I am bushed. I need to take a sabbatical right here.
A siesta for the rest of my life, yeah, until somebody finds my bones.
Exactly.
And I haven't even moved. That's how tired I am.
So that is the history of Hauska Castle.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
Oh, I think it's so cool. And there are a bunch of like ghost shows that visited it. Ghost Hunters International went there. There was a Travel Channel show called... did I write it down? Crap. It was like, Legendary Locations, I think it was called. They're on the Wikipedia page, which is linked in the show notes. And it made me want to watch some of those shows because it was very cool. And I would like to see people investigating it because it could give you a little bit better a concept of the layout and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Actual like establishing shots of, mm-hmm, the geography of it all, of the architecture of it all.
Yeah. Because even though I love the story, I'm like a little baffled by that part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, that was awesome. I'm going to talk a little bit about people's reactions to Hauska Castle.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, hey, everybody, if you're enjoying this episode of Guide to the Unknown, make sure that you go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review of your experience. I'm going to read you some reviews of people talking about Hauska Castle and really dragging it through the mud.
Yeah.
Please don't do that to us.
Yeah, give us nice ones.
If you've made it this far into the episode, odds are you probably like it.
Yeah.
So use this opportunity to treat your experience right this second like a testimonial. Tell other people why you like Guide to the Unknown. You can post that on Apple Podcasts. You can post that on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Tag us, mm-hmm, at GTTUpod if you do that. We love seeing what people have to say about this podcast because ultimately we do it because it's a good time for us to research into spooky topics like this.
Yeah.
And we love seeing people enjoy it. Or if they don't enjoy it, we like knowing why so that we can maybe pivot.
Right.
But so do all that stuff. Go check out patreon.com/GTTUpod right this second. Because again, if you're liking this, wouldn't you like more? We've got so many bonus posts. I think you said we hit 100.
Yep.
We've hit 100 exclusive posts.
That's
on patreon.com/GTTUpod.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive podcast that you can only get there. Videos, us playing video games together. Tons of stuff behind
movie
the scenes.
Movie commentaries.
Yeah, that's right. Movie commentaries that you can put on. It's super fun. We have a lot of exclusive material there. If you back us on the Netherworld Warrior level, we call it, which starts at $4 a month. You can change that four to go higher.
Mm-hmm.
You'll become one of our Netherworld Warriors, and you're going to get all of that stuff, plus anything new that we post up there.
Yep, absolutely. And thank you so, so much to our current patrons. And I would like to encourage you guys to just take a look at the reviews that people leave on Apple Podcasts and other things. things like that, because by donating to the show on Patreon, you're helping support this show and helping us create things that these other people are enjoying. So they're kind of like by proxy reviews of something that you helped do. So yeah. Thank you very, very much to all our patrons.
I also want to say we're using Patreon to really like enrich this show and do other unique things for you all. Right now, Kristen just placed a few orders that we've got. Kristen bought studio headphones for us because she also got us what's called an SB7 spirit box. Mm-hmm. It supposedly is ghost hunting equipment that lets you pick up the voices of spirits.
Yeah.
And so we're going to use that for something in the future. We actually talked about that on the most recent episode of Ghost Adventures Adventures, our spinoff podcast, where we're watching all of the Travel Channel Ghost Adventures show.
Actually, we talked about it on last week's episode of Guides to the Unknown. No it was during
way.
That.
Did we really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But we do also have Ghost Adventures Adventures, so you can check that out,
too. Listen to that, too.
Yeah.
But we've also got these awesome lapel mics for doing video filming so that we can do more on the road stuff and get good studio audio. We're pros.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're able to do that because of Patreon. So thank you very, very much. And if you like the shows, please, please support them that way, because it's really helpful to us and it helps us put out more cool stuff that you can then enjoy. So it's a really nice circle.
Yeah. And also, I've got to feed my baby.
Yeah, exactly. William's having a baby. Come on,
she's
guys.
She's going to need to eat something.
Yeah, to steal food out of the mouth of a babe.
I've been Googling, what do babies eat?
What'd you find?
Not much.
Well, enough that some he's going to need to pay for it.
Some of the pictures of the stuff they eat, disgusting.
Oh, my God. So gross. It's like, I don't even want to know.
It's like mush you wouldn't even want.
Don't even tell me.
Ugh. You can find all of these things and more at the home of Guide to the Unknown, gttupod.com.
That's right.
Okay, so I have a bunch of reactions here. This is really like a reaction-a-thon.
Yeah.
I want to really shout out a few spots.
Okay.
One, I found a website called amyscrypt.com. Amy goes to haunted locations, shoots videos, tells the stories about them, and writes out blog posts of her experiences.
How cool.
There. So in December of 2018, she went to Huska Castle and covered a lot of the material that you just covered. But it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She's got really sort of like, I don't know, it's to me, it's very like that indie sort of... I hate the word content creating.
But it just is. I think we just have to accept it now.
I will never accept it.
I think you're going to have to.
Content is a bucket term that to me is like meaningless.
Eh.
Here's my content. It's just, who cares as long as it's presented to
but
you.
But everybody knows what it means.
Don't you want my content?
So you just got to speak the language that everybody's speaking.
I've got a pretentious word that I like so much more. Material. It's woven,
material
it's
is
made,
fine, but,
it's cultivated.
But everybody's using content. It's too late.
This is our material.
It's like you trying to make fetch happen. It's
I'm
just
gonna
too
make
late.
Make fetch happen, and I'm using material instead of content.
All right.
Anyway, Amy's Crypt has great material. But here's the thing. Not everybody gets it. I found a comment on YouTube from somebody who I think has been watching a lot of Huska Castle videos of people telling the story that you just told.
Yeah.
And taking issue with it.
Uh-oh, that means we're going to have an angry YouTube comment coming to us.
Maybe. We do get them.
Yeah, yeah.
We do get them. So this is a comment from Mr. Big Stuff, who says, well, they got down to it quicker than most. Although, he managed to show so extremely little of it. So I presume they haven't been there or forgot their camera. I am convinced this place doesn't exist except as a reason for people to make YouTube videos featuring themselves. Hence my comment, which I will now comment on. To wit, I forgot to start with a long-winded, interminably long, extremely long preamble about myself before I told and showed interest in this castle and its fabled hole. With a black emoji, like a barf emoji.
Wow.
This person is very angry.
Yeah.
Thinks that Huska Castle may not be real, that it may be a hoax, and that all the videos of people talking about it are people who have never been there, have like can't really prove that it exists, and use it only as
a prop.
Ways to feature themselves, to make themselves the star.
Well, Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are?
Mr. Big Stuff.
He's never going to get my love.
Who do I think I am? Mr. Big Stuff. Anyway, I just sort of like marveled at that. It continues to go on, by the way.
Yeah.
I have not read the whole thing, but he's sort of...
Oh, let's read it. No.
You want to read it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got the barf emoji, and then he goes, "The evil legend of the castle is the influence it has on people, seeking to use it as an excuse to make videos featuring themselves as the main act. Now, I would just like to tell you all about my blog and my home movies, what I took with me..." What I took on me hauls that I took while reading a book on the toilet about this place in Germany.
Wait, what must this be about? And my home movies, what I took on me hauls that I took while reading a book on the toilet.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I don't know what hauls is supposed to be. It's obviously a typo.
Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out from the context.
Anyway, the whole point is that he's like, you know, this is all about me.
Well, also, he is using the word me a lot because he says, you know, toilet thing, about this place in Germany, near there, got an Uber taxi there, but can't find me home, ad infinitum.
It goes on and on and on. He's
can't
had enough.
Find me home, what I took on me hauls.
Yeah. People.
Shiver me timbers.
I don't have the most intelligent comments, let me just say, because yeah, I also have this user on Twitter who all they did was tweet, just found out about Huska Castle. Damn, that shit sucks. what part? All of it? The castle?
That's so funny. Do you think it's damn that shit sucks? Like, oh, that sucks. That happened.
I'm so sorry that happened.
Oh, that's so lame. That place sucks.
Yo, it sucks that there's that hole and like those demons.
That's
like
so funny.
Oh man, that shit sucks.
Damn, that shit sucks.
It's like they've got demons that drag people to hell. Yeah. That sucks.
That's so funny.
This place sucks. Aggro.
Oh, God. Were there a lot of tweets about it?
No, most of the tweets, I'll say this. This was like trying to find diamonds in the rough. Because most of the tweets and stuff were people being like, just found out about Huska Castle. Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people tweeting at Zach Bagans trying to get him to go there.
Mm-hmm. I saw that there was one of the most searched for things when you search for Huska Castle is Ghost Adventures Huska Castle.
Is that right?
They haven't gone there. Yeah.
It's
I guess people just guess or assume or hope.
I guess I'll amend what I said earlier. Things are not real unless Guide to the Unknown or Ghost Adventures have covered it.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So well, we've got this one, Mr. Bagans.
Yeah. We'll take it from here, Zach. And Darren and Billy and Jay.
Of course. I also
rest
saw,
on your laurels.
I saw a lot of people posting like, oh, they should just send a drone down in that pit. Send a drone down there. Put a camera on a rope and send it down.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, right?
It's not a bad idea. What if your camera ages 30 years?
Yeah, right.
What, by the time my drone came back up, it looked older. Yeah.
Or it turned into a future camera.
Oh, my God.
If it aged 30 years, that means it'd be 30 years more advanced.
Yeah, what's tech look like in the future?
I guess that's how we could find out. Just drop it into the hole in Huska Castle.
My 4K camera came back as an 18K camera.
Yeah.
Wacko. Here's from TripAdvisor. This is a review from September 2017. I actually find this review to be almost credible, but it's tricky. The headline of it is interesting, but used to be creepier.
Okay.
I visited this castle several times to show visiting friends this interesting and supposedly haunted castle. Last year when I came here, it was truly creepy, as it had a room full of dolls. This room in itself was truly creepy and added to the mystery of this interesting castle. This year, they removed the dolls and instead put old bicycles in the room. Which is very lame and boring now. Bring back the creepy dolls.
Which is very lame and boring now.
But credible. Dolls are scarier than old bicycles.
That's an absolute fact. And I do think that putting a bunch of old dolls anywhere is a really great shortcut to make it scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's also somebody else whose complaint I think is relatively valid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the reviews, by the way, I should really say this because I think this is the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Of course I tried to find reviews of somebody being like, I saw a ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to find that. Anybody who likes Huska Castle goes and says it's beautiful. It's got a fascinating story. The folklore is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to read that review to you all over and over and over again. So I'm sorry for presenting something that's very one-sided.
Right.
However, I do have some fantastically horrible reviews.
It's still entertaining. Again, this is second opinions.
Yes, it's second opinions. If you know how did this get made,
yeah,
we're going to a particularly low common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a Google review from Jonathan Robinson. avoid this place. Never been so disappointed by a castle.
How many castles are you going to?
Enough that he's never had this bad
experience. There's a scale of disappointment.
The history of this place would suggest an occult satanic place. Instead, we took a tour of what is now a wedding venue. Gateway to hell? Not exactly.
I guess it depends on who you marry.
Pretty smug.
Talk to me when you've been married for 20 years.
Not, this isn't quite a gate to hell, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, call me back when you've seen a real gate to hell. When you're older, you'll understand. Here's a review from Fry Futurama, who is tagged as a local guide and gives it actually a 5-star review.
Fantastic.
We will open the gate.
That's it? And 5 stars?
5 stars. We will open the gate.
All right.
And it feels like some sort of like a message being sent, right? Like, we're going to open the gate to the castle or to hell?
Did one of the animal-human hybrids write this?
I don't know. Look at his, you can see, I took a screenshot of.
Yeah.
And it's a bathroom selfie of a dude with his shirt off.
Right.
So I can't tell.
No punctuation, no capitalization.
He seems to either be wearing pants or, dare I say it, centaur bottom.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing to suggest that it's not centaur bottom.
I have nothing.
I don't see legs. I just see a dark area below the belly button.
Yes, I have nothing to go on that tells me that he doesn't have centaur bottom. But how does he use the bathroom? You know that SNL sketch where Christopher Walken is obsessed with centaurs?
Yes.
And asking how they wipe? Peak SNL.
I do know.
I think it's Chris Parnell. Is the center. He's like, listen,
I think you're right.
This is a job interview. Can you please just ask me about my work experience? Now, centaur.
Oh, yeah, that's like, right. That is obsessed. Really funny.
Would you be attracted to a horse because you're a half horse? He's like, I'm attracted to humans and other centaurs.
Yeah.
How would you know? If you only saw the hindquarters, how would you know it's not a centaur? All right, fine. I'm attracted to it. It was a horse. Tricks him. It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
All right, here's we're getting into the real good translated into English by Google stuff. Here's a 1-star review from Rue Burr. I learned almost nothing from history from the guide. He devoted only a quarter of his interpretation to another 2 quarters talking incoherently about hell. He tightened a quarter of the time from people.
This is definitely not correct.
No, it doesn't make sense. He tightened a quarter of the time from people who took slippers or other light shoes. What hangs on the wall, whether a turkey, grouse, or other bird. 1 star. He really splitting the time that was done into quarters. You get a pie chart here.
Yes.
He devoted a quarter of his interpretation, maybe up to another 2 quarters, which, by the way, means somewhere in the span of 25% to 75%.
Right, which is quite a spread.
Of his time was talking incoherently about hell.
Frankly, I'd like to be on that tour.
Incoherently about hell.
Sounds fun.
Another quarter of the time was about people whose feet hurt because all they had were slippers or light shoes. It's great. It's great.
What do you think is up with turkey, grouse, or other bird?
I think, because I also saw the interiors of Huska Castle.
Yeah.
They have a lot of mounted goat heads.
Okay.
And I have to assume that the goat heads are because those are animals around the area. Maybe people used to hunt, so they would mount, and the goat maybe was the most common animal.
Yeah. Okay.
Hence 1,000 goat heads.
Right.
So the phrase here, what hangs on the wall, whether a turkey, grouse, or other bird. I am now envisioning, to me, it's very cinematic.
Yeah.
A tour guide with a bunch of people, and this bored person is going like, yeah, we've got, I mean, listen, you can see like all the hunting they did. So that's a turkey. You can see there's a grouse hanging over there. Let me see. I think there's another bird. Is there another bird over here? Like, and the person's just like, what are we talking about? And then someone's like, my feet hurt. Yes. Like, yeah, oh, this like, sucks.
Get me out of here.
Or 1 star.
Maybe they were talking about whatever it was you said was hung on the wall. And this person was saying, well, I don't care what hangs on the wall, whether it's a turkey, grouse, or another bird.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not interested in any of it.
Yes. Yes. Like that may also be what's going on here. Be it a turkey or a grouse, I have no interest.
Not
whatsoever.
Even another bird would interest me.
No. There's no bird you could bring up that would delight me right now. Here's Thomas Hudacek.
Mm-hmm.
Big disappointment. Attendance based on the mystery of the gate to hell. The scariest was the lady in the parking lot who was wearing period clothes. She made me think of you. You were dressed like a pilgrim in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some pictures of me. I'll put them up with the show. Mm-hmm. Now we've talked about it. They need to be seen. I've posted them before, but my parents bought me an American Girl doll outfit modeled after Samantha. Some of you guys might know her. And then I accessorized that with a belt or maybe a rope that I tied around some books to like sling over my shoulder like they used to do back in the day.
Cool as hell.
And there's also a picture of me at some sort of like weird old-timey colonial fair or something that we went to for school where I have like a bonnet on and a skirt. And I got where mom was going, but it's very funny. It's a button-down shirt, which isn't very colonial, but then there's embroidery on it of different kinds of flowers.
Oh.
So I think mom was thinking like, oh, embroidery, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's one picture of me in that outfit where I'm holding a hoop and stick. And then there's another picture of me where like I'm squinting in the sun, so I just look really unhappy. I'm like, eh.
We grew up, for the record, in like suburban rural Connecticut.
Suburban, I think, is even generous. I mean, rural is too far out.
Right. But we were somewhere split in the middle.
Yes. Yes. We grew up woodsy area of old Connecticut.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Literally in the woods. Kristen and I grew up in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, there are woods all around our house.
I'm going to tell the baby it's the year like 1830. Let her figure it out. She doesn't know.
She'll take you at your word.
What year is it?
Oh my God. If you say so. We could lie to this baby so much.
Oh yeah.
It won't know anything.
That's half the joy.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is going to be great.
I can't wait.
I'm going to tell her all kinds of crap.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to tell her I'm a Grammy winner.
Grammy winner?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her I'm a Grammy.
Ooh.
All right, here's a review from Jan Slezacek. The castle is really uninteresting.
Oh.
In front of the castle, one snack and a waiting time for sausage about 30 minutes. I don't know if the castle stands at the gate to hell, but the only hell there is the waiting time. One star.
I resonate with Jan Slezacek. I get what she's saying.
There's only one snack here, and I have to wait a half hour for sausage? I don't care if this is the gate to hell. The only hell is the wait for the sausage. One star. Can't wait to go home and review this negatively. Maybe she reviewed it from the parking lot and then went in and had a fantastic time.
That's true, but who wants to wait that long for sausage?
She may have been hangry.
Yeah, she sounds like she was, honestly. Yeah, maybe it was in the throes of being hangry.
You know how we've got those Snickers commercials where it's like Betty White playing football?
Yeah.
And they're like, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Right.
Have this Snickers. Yeah. And Betty White turns back into like a college kid who should be playing football. In Czech Republic, they have Benjamin Franklovic in those commercials, and he's angry because he's waiting for the sausage, and then when he takes a bite, he turns back into Jan Slezacek.
Yeah, young Jan, or Jan Slezacek,
and has a great time. All right, here's from Marie Zajakova. Arrogant, tour of nothing, very profaned castle, and two hippies by the parking lot. We will never visit again, with two middle finger emojis.
That's so funny.
Do you notice the callback? Two hippies by the parking lot. What did we hear from that other review?
Oh, well, somebody was dressed in period clothing.
Tomas Hudacek said the scariest was the lady in the parking lot. She was in period clothing. And
would
now
you call
we have
that a hippie, though?
From Marie Zajakova. Two hippies by the parking lot.
I guess I assumed that the period clothing meant like of the 1200s or the time that this was built,
exactly.
Not from the 1960s. So was Tomas seeing two people wearing like bell bottoms and tie-dye shirts and he called that period clothing?
See, I took it as like somebody being really out of touch referring to somebody wearing period clothing as a hippie because they're not part of like modern society.
Oh, they're like part of like the counterculture.
These hippies. Yeah, exactly. Two hippies by the parking lot. The dad from That 70s Show.
Oh, God. I love that there are two middle finger emojis.
We will never visit
again.
Two middle finger emojis.
I mean, she's throwing both of them up.
Spent the day going to a castle.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's Seeker Wolf. So, of course, you can read breathtaking texts everywhere, but the reality is completely different. Huska has, in addition to the insolent guide to offer a hole in hell... where people do badly, so do not blame. Because the hole is perhaps making a toilet, and there is such a stink that there cannot stand. Too bad time and money are nicer sights. I don't know.
I don't even know.
I will be... All right, I think I got a level with you. Do you know why this made the cut?
The toilet thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, toilet and stink.
Because Seeker Wolf is implying that the gateway to hell, the right. bottomless pit,
right.
is actually a toilet because it stinks there.
Oh, my God.
One star.
People hate these guides. They keep talking about insolent, arrogant guides.
Oh, I should also point out that a common refrain in a lot of these reviews, even from the five stars, people are like, it's beautiful there. It's wonderful. It's spooky. I love the occult backstory. I love the folklore. They'd be like, our tour guide thought he was funnier than he was.
Oh, God.
A lot of people called out that tour
guide.
That's
gotta be tough.
Yeah.
It brings you down to earth.
And then my final review that I think just speaks volumes about humanity on the whole, I think, is from Floris. Again, translated by Google, but I think this is a pretty accurate translation. I was not surprised by a review of this type.
Yeah.
I never want to go there. Because they say it's haunted. One star.
A review that is taking place before they've visited whatever
Thanks,
it is they're
Floris.
Reviewing is always...
Thanks a lot, Floris.
It's always tough.
Makes me think of a sad local business. Like somebody's like really excited
yeah,
to open...
Like, we got a review.
We got a review. I don't like Italian food, so right. I won't go.
Like, oh, well, could you not have ruined our average by leaving this?
We have, I think, on our feed, on Apple Podcast. Of course, not everybody's going to like this show, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. I think, if I remember correctly, I think we have a one-star review on our show that says, like, amazing.
Yes, this
rings a bell. I absolutely love this show.
Yes.
I actually think there may be another one that's like, this show is fantastic. They do a great job at telling the story of American panics and folklore.
Oh, yeah.
American hysteria is a treat. One star for Guide to the Unknown.
Yes, yes.
What? You're in the wrong place.
I know.
I don't know
how
to tell you this. You're leaving a positive review for a different show, but you gave us one star.
Right.
And the system is hitting us for it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that other one happened like kind of early in Guides to the Unknown. So like really we needed reviews.
We needed some help.
And we got like a one star ding and we're like, oh crap. And then it was like a very positive review. We're like, oh
no.
I mean, I guess if we have to have a one star, I prefer it be positive, but still. Still.
Why is this positive review acting negatively?
I know.
This isn't good.
That's
and there you
so
go.
Funny.
The
what a delight.
The perhaps
so
not
funny.
Varied, the perhaps not spooky or that interesting.
You tried.
But certainly in my research, trying to find people that were like, I went there and I saw a ghost.
Right.
I couldn't get that.
Yeah.
What
so you
I
got
could
what you
get
could.
Was very dummies. And it was delightful, and I loved it. So
I loved it.
You know what? It's our show, so leave me alone.
I seriously loved that. I thought that was great.
Yeah, just light and breezy. Why not?
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
The hell not? Well, there you go, everybody.
Yeah, we hope that you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. And again, thank you so much to our patrons who helped make this happen. We really, really appreciate it. And if you aren't a patron yet and you would like to be one, please go to patreon.com/gttupod. And if you sign up at the Netherworld Warrior level and donate $4 a month to us, so that's $1 per show if you listen to Guides the Unknown. But if you also listen to our spin-off podcast, Ghost Adventures, that's throwing us 50 cents per episode of everything that we put out to thank us for it. And we really appreciate it. So thank you very much and enjoy all the bonus stuff that's over there for you.
Enjoy it all.
Enjoy it all.
It's all for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you enjoy it?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Make sure you go follow at GTTUpod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to keep up to date with us. Go to Facebook.com/groups/GTTUpod to join our secret society where you can chat back with us and other viewers and listeners such as yourselves. Please consider sharing this show with some friends. Again, if you enjoyed it, there's a good chance that your friends probably will too.
Yeah.
So anything that you can do to spread the word and increase the power base of Guide to the Unknown would be greatly appreciated. All of these links, everything, can be found at gttupod.com. You can even find us online.
That's right. I'm at Chillin' Kristen.
And I am at The Myth Traveler. So thank you all so much. We will be back next week to talk about more spooky stuff like Huska Castle here. But until that time comes, we must travel.
Back to the Netherworld, go we.
we could get to the Netherworld through the pit.
That's a good point.
I'll book some
tickets.
We
have a direct line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could cash this check that we keep writing every week.
That's right. You know, I want to, there's something that I forgot to bring up.
Yeah.
It's not really a topic of conversation so much. It was more an observation on my part.
Okay.
There, so to your description of Huska Castle as having fake windows and things, there's glass, but it's stone on the other side.
Yeah.
There are buildings in New York that are also not real buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you ever see that when you go to the city and you just kind of like, there's like one building in particular. I think it's like a brown building that has no windows on the outside. And I think it's supposed to be that it's like a utility structure, you know, but it's so dense, New York City and other cities around the globe, frankly.
I drove through it today, heck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who's to say that there's not a Huska Castle amongst them?
Yeah, right.
Guarding a pit to hell.
Right.
Is there just this one pit in Prague? We've covered gates to hell, of course. But
yeah,
like,
right.
You know, in Huska, is that the one castle that's meant to guard and seal off the gateway to hell?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting. I feel like New York City would have that.
Something's lurking in New York City. I've always...
Oh, yeah.
You know, even these days, which I think we think of modern New York City as being somewhat divorced from the grimy early 90s and earlier time period. But I still, sometimes I'll go to New York and just look at all, like, the windows and be like, somewhere there's an apartment.
It is wild.
One of these windows is looking into an apartment that has been sealed off for decades and people forgot is there.
Yeah.
And there's a dead body in it.
Just the sheer number of apartments in New York, like, it makes, you know, the what are the chances of anything higher.
Yes.
Because it's just a numbers game.
Yeah. I can't think of what this is from, but, like, there are definitely movies where it's like, yeah, if you look at, like, count up to the third floor and the fifth window in from the right, when you're inside the building, there's no door to get to that window. So what is that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't think of what that's from, but there are things like that where you look at the outside architecture and you realize that it doesn't quite match your experience of the inside of that structure.
Definitely.
New York City, there are too many windows to be counting to do that.
Absolutely.
That trick. But there's got to be.
There has to
be. There's got to be some apartment or some office in there that's been sealed off and been forgotten about.
Yeah, just the odds are in favor of that.
So scary.
I know, it's awesome.
Huska Castle's all around us.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
All right. Bye, bang.
That was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was enjoyable.
Yeah, I thought so too. That was a fun show.
Lighthearted and frivolous.
Absolutely.
But who doesn't like a little frivolity?
Easy breezy. I love frivolity.
I love to laugh.
You know what I like? Having a laugh.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.